For many in NASA, it was the favorite of the fleet.
America's first space shuttle, and the shuttle has cleared the tower.
The first shuttle to reach orbit after a few years of setbacks. But then came January 2003. A science mission was launched aboard Columbia as NASA took a break from International Space Station assembly.
The International Research Mission finally underway.
16 days later, and 16 minutes from home, disaster rocked the skies over Texas as a breach in Columbia's left wing led to the atmosphere tearing the vehicle to pieces, destroying the first shuttle to fly in space, and killing the seven astronauts aboard. In mission control, flight controllers were working issues on low tire pressure when suddenly...
Columbia, Houston, we see your tire pressure messages, and we did not copy your last...
Roger.
Cut off in mid-sentence. Those were the final words heard from Mission Commander Rick Husband. The main tracking station in Florida could find nothing. No data was coming into Mission Control, where all they could do was try to figure out what was happening.
Columbia, Houston, UHF comm check.
And once it was realized the shuttle was not to land and television footage showed pieces of debris streaking from the sky, Flight Director Leroy Kane knew there was nothing left to do but go into what NASA calls a contingency operation.
GC flight. Flight GC, lock the doors.
This is live continuing coverage of tragedy over Texas. The Space Shuttle Columbia on News Talk 820 WBAP.
It's 4:42, News Talk 820.
On the ground here in Texas, debris was found from the Louisiana border back to areas of Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's been marked with an orange flag by the volunteer fire chief who's standing guard over the entire scene. His radio will barely be quiet for a few seconds because of all reports coming in from around Palestine and around Nacogdoches of debris having been found.
Their advice. Their mission was almost complete, and we lost them so close to home. The men and women of the Columbia had journeyed more than 6 million miles and were minutes away from arrival and reunion.
And 15 years later, we still remember those who died in the skies over Texas. Rick Husband, Willie McCool, Halpina Chawla, David Brown, Laurel Clark, Mike Anderson, and Elon Ramon. Eric Bushman, WBAP News.